I'm Pam Puzo. The Senate's top Republican meets tomorrow with Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett as Democrats push back hard against the pick.
President Trump and his party and Judge Barrett will overturn the Affordable Care Act, and they won't stop there. They have made clear they want to overturn Roe versus Wade.
Vice presidential candidate Kamala Harris. A former police officer in Louisville appears in court virtually to face charges related to the death of Breonna Taylor.
Brett Hankinson's lawyer in Jefferson County Court via conference call pleading
not guilty to each count.
To three counts of wanton endangerment for allegedly firing blindly into neighboring apartments when police conducted a drug warrant search of Breonna Taylor's apartment in March.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Important weather changes on the way as the first of two cold fronts swings through the area. The first one brings a round of showers and thunderstorms tonight and in through at least the midday hours of tomorrow before ending. It turns windy. Low tonight, 62. High tomorrow, 70. Wednesday's nice. Low humidity, sunshine, high temperature around 73. Then we briefly warm up Thursday before the second cold front delivers the nicest air of the fall season so far. Some really good stuff Thursday night, Friday, especially Friday night into Saturday. Hang on, you're going to like it. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
The following is a paid program by Earnest Financial. The views and opinions are solely those of the hosts and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
And now for something completely different.
Health and Wealth. Health and Wealth. Health and Wealth.
This is the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
And now, the legal disclaimer. All matters discussed on the Health and Wealth Show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to their accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our highly qualified representatives prior to implementation. And that's the legal disclaimer.
Say no more.
This is your roving reporter. Today I'm speaking with the Loch Ness Monster.
Hello.
Now, you live out here in the loch.
Well, it's really a lake.
But they call it a loch.
Yeah, lake, loch, whatever floats your boat.
And being an aquatic creature, you probably don't have many places to keep your money.
Well, I used to keep it in the lake.
Loch.
Yeah, whatever. But it got kind of soggy, so I decided to make a change.
Where do you keep your money now?
My friend David Ernest looks after my money for me.
Really?
Yeah, really. I just call him at 279-7431, and he takes care of the rest. I never have to leave the lake.
Loch.
Whatever.
So your advice to everyone and creatures like yourself?
Call David Ernest at 279-7431, and he will take care of your money for you. He will lock it in.
Don't you mean lake it in?
Well, now, that's just stupid.
Call David Ernest, 279-7431. Mind if I ask you a question?
Oh, no, go ahead, shoot.
Do you know Bigfoot?
I think we're friends on Facebook.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Ernest of Ernest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Ernest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithearnest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Ernest Financial.
Time once again for Story Time with Uncle Felix.
Hello, boys and girls. This is your old Uncle Felix. Today's story has no title, but it does have a good moral. Once there was a young man who was very ambitious. You see, his family was poor, and all his life he had wanted to marry a rich girl. One day he came into the employ of a very rich man who had two daughters, Ethel and Carla. And since the custom of the day was for the oldest girl to get married first, the young man soon found himself engaged to Ethel. But alas, he preferred Carla. But since he had no money, he had to accept the old man's wishes and marry Ethel. Well, the day of the wedding arrived. Everyone was at the church. The groom, the bride, all their families, and all the people of the village. And just as they had walked down the aisle and stood before the preacher, a messenger came running into the church to tell the young man he had just won the lottery, thus making him one of the richest men in the land. Well, the groom stopped the service and began to tell everyone off. And finally, he got down to the bride. And he told her that he was not going to marry her, but was going to run away with her sister, Carla. He ran to Carla, grabbed her by the hand, and out the door they went. Everyone stood there with their mouths hanging open. And then they heard a laugh. The laugh got louder and louder and louder, and everyone looked around to see the young bride standing there, abandoned at the altar, laughing, laughing, laughing. One of the villagers turned to another and said, "Why is she laughing? She just got left at the altar, and her groom ran away with her sister." The other villager, who was close to the bride's family, said, "Well, there's something you don't know." The first villager said, "What?" And the other villager said, "Carla's name at birth was Carl."
No!
So everyone had a big laugh, enjoyed the wedding feast, and went home. And that night, everyone slept well, except maybe for the groom. The moral of this story is, be careful what you wish for. You might just get it.
Tune in again next time for Story Time with Uncle Felix.
When our story will be bait and switch scams and how to avoid them.
From our super secret studio, where there are plenty of snacks and drinks, and it's BYOP. That's Bring Your Own Portfolio. David Ernest presents The Health and Wealth Show. The number one program on this radio station in this time slot. Prove me wrong. Now, here's the man who put the lime in the coconut, but he knew better than to drink it all up. It's David Ernest.
Yes, Rusty, we left you a swallow or two.
Well, I appreciate that. It's in the backwash.
Don't step on the pie, my friend.
I think I could use some lime in the coconut about right now. That wouldn't hurt my feelings a bit.
No.
BYOP.
You know,
bring your own portfolio.
That bit you had there, that was pretty good.
You like that?
I liked it a lot. It had to do with something we're going to talk about.
Of course, he should have figured it out when she said, "Hello, doll."
Yes, that would be very scary. Either she's got a bad voice or she's
George
off.
Burns.
Yes. Uh-huh. maybe the cigars do pass with you.
I guess so.
Anyway, yeah. You know, don't wish for what you wish for sometimes, because sometimes you may get it.
Yeah.
You know.
You got to think of the what do you call them? The ramifications.
The ramifications.
Yeah, they get the ramificating, and then it's a bad thing.
It can be a horrible thing. Well, here's a market potential headline. This is a potential headline.
Mm-hmm.
Dow futures fall as fund managers say 50% socialist sell-off has happened.
Yeah. That doesn't sound good at all. First off, it had socialist in it.
Sell-off.
Yes.
That's bad.
You know, this Dow Jones or markets or, you know, the S&P 500, all these different things, they've been doing some crazy things, and they swing back the other way.
Yep.
You know when you see this instability, this can't make its mind up where to go, that shows you it can go real fast one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and in dangerous times, you need to be careful about what you do with your money. Now, putting your money in too much cash, what if the market goes up? If you're in cash, the market could go up. You lose. If you put it in the market and it goes down, you lose.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't it be beautiful if you could put it in both places at the same time and never lose a dime?
That would be good. Somebody should come up with some
that's
things
ideal.
That does that.
Yes, well,
there's no one I can think
of. We kind
of
saw our habit. Okay. Well, we'll get back around there in just a second.
Okay.
Here's some quotes about the socialist sell-off to prevent it or maybe to cause it. I don't know. These quotes were supposedly made by Winston Churchill, but then they said he didn't say it. But I don't know. So anyway.
There were a lot of Winston Churchill impersonators.
There was fake news back then.
Yes. And he had a tall hat to go with it and a long drink.
Kept his cigar in there.
Yeah. If you're not a liberal when you're 25, you have no heart. If you're not a conservative by the time you're 35, you have no brain.
That sounds like now, something he'd say.
You know, think about it. Think about what's going on right now. It's a broke record. Same thing's been going on for years. The young people are affected by what? Universities, liberals, brainwashing, whatever you want to call it. Okay. Then when they realize that everybody's taking their dough and running off with it,
it's too late.
They say, whoa.
Can we use the word ramification again?
That's another ramification there.
Yes, you've been rammed in the vacation. Anyway.
You feel differently about it.
Okay. Courage. Courage is what it takes to stand up and speak. Courage is also what it takes to sit down and listen, young folks. Listen, liberals. You know, you're not going to get everything you want. It's not going to be what you think. Here's another one. If you're going through hell, keep going. We haven't seen any correct contribution to this quote, but it appears that what that means is if you have been trying to pull money out of the stock market or if you've been trying to put it into, you know, a safe haven, there's another new way to keep going and be in both places at the same time.
Uh-huh.
We call that two-dimensional, or should we say quantum theory. I'm joking.
I'm hanging there for this. For
essentially,
a word.
You can if the stock market goes up, you can make money, but if it goes down, you don't have to lose. You can be in both of those dimensions at the same time.
But you got to know how to do it.
You've got to be able to move real quick.
No, there you go.
Okay, integrity. With integrity, nothing else counts. Without integrity, nothing else counts. You know, the thing about it is, if you don't have the integrity, the strength, the fortitude to do the things that you need to do, if your gut instincts are telling you that you need to be doing the things you need to be doing, in other words, look, guys, I just said Dow Futures on edge as fund managers warn of a potential 50% socialist sell-off. Now, that was the actual quote, okay? That's the actual headline. Does that not kind of crank your tracher up to noticing that something could go wrong quick?
I mean, we've been talking about it since March or before.
Right.
It doesn't surprise me, no.
And I've got folks... And, you know, and I'm not knocking anyone, but a lot of folks are saying, well, let's go into cash. Let's wait and see what's going on. A lot of folks are saying, well, let's stay in the stock market. We'll win. And some people are saying, no, we're getting out. We're getting out. You know, we're going to go buy land, whatever.
Right.
The thing is, it's a known fact that over long periods of time, the stock market will do very well. Long periods of time. So if we change the denominator, or should I say potentially the numerator, the percentage, let's say that now we're going to get 70% of the market instead of 100% or 50% instead of 100%.
Okay.
At least you got something and you didn't go down. It's better than putting it in the ground. You know, there's no problem.
Some's better than none.
Yeah. But as you get older, if you could project as high as 11% return by taking the safe route, what's wrong with that?
I mean, you can have your cake and eat it, too.
Can't you?
Which is always nice.
So why on earth is everyone that's out there on the fence? If you're older and you're on the fence, why are you on the fence? You don't need to be on the fence. If you fall off one side of the fence, it can take something with it.
I think some people are just too scared to move, you know?
They don't trust everything. Everybody wants to win big time and not lose. And they always want to roll the dice, you know, a lot of times.
Yeah.
So, again, talking about dice, talking about cards. We know the game of poker. I mean, should I say the blackjack? You know the game of blackjack?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 21.
21 of us.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say that we could change the rules. Let's say that every time you were even with the dealer, the house, you didn't have to pay him. Every time you lost, you didn't have to pay him. But every time you won, he had to pay you 70% of all the winnings.
I would never stop playing.
Well, we have that product.
Sound like a way to finance a
That's home. Exactly what we have here, guys. We have a product that guarantees you can never lose, but you can only win, you know, a certain percentage of the market. In some cases, earning a certain percentage of the market is like 100% return. If you stay in the market and you lose 50%, that's a 50% gain. But, you know, you got to make 100% to get back. So if, when you look at it that way, using this program saved you 100% or made you 100%.
Right.
Made you 100% when you look at it from that angle.
Perspective is everything.
Perspective is everything. So is Wall Street scared of a Democratic president?
You better bet.
You know why? They know why. They know. Mm-hmm. He's already said, I'm going to tax you. I'm going to raise your taxes. I'm going to make things worse on you if you're trying to make money. I'm going to redistribute the wealth.
Look what happens when they back up and just let free enterprise reign. It goes up.
Well, that's what's
great been, things happen. People make money.
Everything was going very good until we had the pandemic. Look, the market was going through the roof until we had the pandemic. This is nothing but an artificial recession, or whatever you want to call it. I mean, but the market came back somewhat. In other words, it didn't get back all the way, but it's pretty much did. But the problem is, everyone is sitting around looking, watching, thinking, going, should I or shouldn't I? She loves me. She loves me not. It hates me. It takes my money. You know,
that's usually the way it works out. They take your money and she hates you.
So if you don't know the answer, get you one of those dandelions. Is it dandelions they do that with?
It was a daisy, isn't it?
I think it's a daisy.
Or a posy, perhaps.
I mean, right? You know, yeah. any flower with multiple petals will do.
Dandelion would take all
day. I leave
it
in the market. I take it out. I leave it in the market. I take it out. Listen, why not take it out and leave it in the market?
That sounds beautiful.
Why not take it out of the market, but put the interest back in?
You sleep better at night.
Think about it. If you're only gambling the interest, that's all you can lose. Isn't that wonderful, beautiful feeling?
I mean,
why don't more people know about this? Why don't more people call us on the phone at 279-7431?
There you go.
Did we rhyme there?
Sort of, kind of. Yeah, call that number right now and set yourself up an appointment to come see David, come see Matthew. He's the too tall one. And Leah, if she's around.
We're both gray.
Yeah, well, y'all just hang out and go over there and see them, or you can do it over the phone. I mean, it's just that simple.
Well, we even have that Zoom thing. We can Zoom right in on you.
Yeah, you can Zoom in and Zoom out.
Zoomy Zoo. You know, the thing is that everyone wants to have their cake and eat it too. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you were growing up, you really, really loved cake, but you'd like to have more of it, or you'd like to have some cookies with it, you know. You would like to have your cake and eat it too. We're talking about having your cake and eat it too. We're talking about being in the market but being out. We're talking about having the ability to have reverse compound interest. You know, I haven't talked about that in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
What in the world is reverse compound interest, guys? Matthew, do you know what it is?
I do, but I was going to say something else that we're talking about.
What's that?
We're talking about, we don't know how much longer this kind of stuff is going to be around. What we're really saying is you need to pick the phone up, you need to call us, and you need to let us diagnose and plan out your financial future. Safely.
Yeah, because safety is everything right now. You know, someone said the other day to me, they said, well, I'm trying to time the market. Really?
Are you that good?
Good luck on that. Well, let's what? Some people said, well, listen, I would love to buy low and sell high. Do you have a way to do that? And I said, yes, I do. Two ways to do it. Two ways to buy low and sell high? Yes. Automatically, our programs, buy low and sell high. If it's not high, they never sell it. They never execute it because it's not high enough. Okay, the other thing that you can do is if in a year or immediately if you need to be, because these things have liquidity features, if the market were to crash, you can immediately buy low. Now, you can do that if you're in cash, but cash might burn you on the back end, guys. Cash could burn your stash.
Yeah, into an ash. And you don't want to make an ash.
No, don't stay in cash, guys. That's not the way to go. Especially if we have liquidity to go back in the market. Ho, ho, ho. It would get a Merry Christmas if you do that. So we got ways to make this thing work without you taking any risk per se. In other words, will you lose any money? Not with our programs. You won't. No way. So if you just think about this. If you put money into one of these programs, and let's just say you got an immediate bonus. Let's call it 10-15% based on what we were using. So if you were up 15%, you put $100,000 in, you're up to $115,000, right?
Yeah.
But the market crashed right there. Okay, you could take 10% out and put back in the market if you wanted to. No, they gave you 15.
Well, you'd still have, you'd be 5% ahead.
You would be.
Mm-hmm.
You could wait till the end of the year, and in some of these programs, they'd give you up to 20% to put back in the market. You've already made 15 or 20% the safe way. Now you put 20% back in the market. Guys, this is the way you can dollar cost average. You can dollar cost average this way. Everybody else wants to dollar cost average off of money markets. What kind of rate does a money market account pay?
Not a good one.
Hmm. Doesn't sound like a good one at all the way you're
If you're in Cyprus, it pays a negative, negative 0.5%?
You owe me.
Yes.
And
that's called
and
negative interest gone. Rate.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I don't know how many of you remember the Cyprus when they said, hey, you know, we got to charge a fee. This is the government. Their government said, hey, we got to charge a fee for you leaving it in our banks. People are going to wait a minute. I think it was like 20%. I forget how much it was. It was horrible. People are going, wait a minute. That's my money. Not anymore. It's ours now. And Marmaduke said, it's gone now, sonny.
The Porsche dealer says it's his money.
By the way, you guys, we've got the book. It's about to be completely put together. You need to, you need to put your name on the list for one of these books, and you can read all about some of this stuff that Marmaduke had taught me down through the years.
There you go.
Yes, and it wasn't the dog Marmaduke. This was the real Marmaduke.
The one that could have sued the dog. And if you'd like to jump in on this conversation, 272-9228, give us a call. We're here for another few minutes, and we're going to take a break here in just a few minutes.
Yes.
And you can give us a call. We still got time to get a call in.
There's other products that we use. Like, sometimes I run across people, and I say, how much money you got in the bank? They say, I got $200,000 or $100,000 or $50,000 sitting in the bank.
What are you doing with it?
Guys, what's it for? Well, it's for a rainy day. Well, look out the door. It's not raining.
It must be going to rain like a so-and-so that day.
I'm going to go buy a couple of Corvettes.
Well, you need liquidity. You need liquidity.
Right.
Okay. No, you definitely do.
Yeah, you definitely do. But we got a program that pretty much has liquidity in it. I mean, 95% within 3 years, it has 100% liquidity in it. And if you put money in there, just let it set there, and you got sick, guess how much money they would give you back? You could be going to like an assisted living. You could be going wherever. They'll give you 300% back.
Ooh.
Wow. Just for it sitting there.
Well, that sounds pretty good.
That's guaranteed, too.
And we've got a phone call.
All right.
Let's
up
go
to 300%,
go to the phone, see who it is. You're on the air with Too Tall Matthew and David Ernest. Identify yourself and don't cuss.
Well, I'll be a son of a
Cooter. Oh, hey, where's the red button?
Cooter, how you doing?
I just wanted to make a comment.
Yes, sir.
On that negative interest that they was charging?
Yes.
Yeah.
They're going to take us to a digital currency. Right now, you can keep your money out of the bank if you want to. Put it in your mattress or wherever, and they won't be able to get any negative interest on it. But once they go to a digital currency, you're not going to be able to ever take it out.
Well,
they're going to have access to it all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that may happen. The problem is that if you take it out, you can't make it work. You know, I mean, so there's always advantages and disadvantages, but I hear what you're saying. The other problem is the entity that's backing up cash is the government. So if tomorrow they were to say this cash is worthless unless you bring it in, just like do you remember when they said you got to bring this in and trade it for regular bills? We're recalling all silver and gold certificates. Do you remember all that?
Yes, sir. I was just fixing to say that in war zones they've done that.
Yeah.
Like I think they did in Korea because people were stocking up on it and making a lot of money with it and not claiming it.
Mm-hmm.
But then they said after this certain date, your money is not going to be any good anymore.
Exactly. So
either you brought it in and you got in trouble for having too much,
exactly,
or you just lost it.
Exactly.
Or it just turned into a boat anchor.
So really, what we're trying to say here, and I agree with you, is the government's got all the control. That's why you don't want to have a liberal socialist sell-off in 2020.
Absolutely.
You don't want it because they could do these crazy things. Trump wouldn't do these things for one second. He knows better. And I don't care if he paid $750 in taxes. I already knew that he didn't pay any taxes because I know what the real estate people did from 2009. There was such a crash. Most all of them are still taking their write-offs. So go figure, liberals.
The IRS makes the rules.
The New York Times came out with the same report in 2016 about his taxes.
Yeah, what big deal is it?
It's nothing new.
Do you want a dummy in there or a smart guy? You want a guy that knows how to not pay taxes or some idiot that pays them through the nose and tells you to pay them all? You know, I mean, really?
We just got to get Trump back in there. That's the bottom line.
That is the bottom line.
Anyway, you guys, I love y'all. I hope y'all have a blessed evening.
Thank you for the call.
Thank you,
Cooter. Appreciate it, Cooter.
And we've got another phone call. You're on the air with David and Matthew. Identify yourself, and please don't cuss.
No, sir. Never happened.
Even if you feel like it.
That's right. I'm not going to do that. Anyway, my name's I'm First Cavalry Army.
Thank you for your service.
And, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And, I switched jobs, and right now my 401k is sitting in limbo. I'm looking for an opportunity to invest it, and I'm almost 61. If I transferred that to y'all to invest it, is there a penalty for pulling my 401k out at my age?
No. There's no penalty from the government, IRS, no.
Okay, so I could take my money out and invest it with you guys. I'm not going to lose any money. Will I have to pay taxes?
No, you will not. You will not have to pay any taxes. Plus, we probably add 10 or 15% to your bottom line immediately.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I mean, if you want it, if you don't want it, we'll not give it to you. I mean, I'm just kidding. You'll give it to you.
He's kidding. It's all built in. Yeah, we never touch it.
Well, there's, you know, we have to sit down with you and make sure everything works out right before we use. We have several companies and several products.
Yes, sir.
So we really, I mean, it don't cost you anything to sit down with us and figure this thing out. But here's the thing. You're never going to lose any money. If the market goes up, you're going to make money. If it goes down, you'll never lose any money.
I'm leaving this for my wife, so I just wanted to make sure it's safe. And y'all guys, I listen to you every day, and y'all sound like y'all really know what you're talking about.
Well, I mean, after 40 years of doing something, you kind of catch on.
Yeah, yeah, sure. You got a sense
stumble
of humor,
forward. Well, thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
Well, you know the number, don't you? You know the number.
No, give me the number. I can call you guys.
All right, Matthew, give him the number.
It's 279-7431.
I had it, but I just wanted to make sure it was right.
Yeah,
yes,
just
sir.
Just call it, leave your name and your phone number, and I will personally call you back. Promise.
Hey, I appreciate that, sir. Thank you.
We appreciate you.
Thank you for calling. Appreciate it.
Good call. Yeah, good call.
Well,
he don't want to just leave it laying around.
No.
If you leave it laying around and the socialists get a hold of it, you know, it could be bad. Bad news.
Well, there you go. We're going to take a short break.
Hairy legs or not.
Hairy legs and all, yeah.
Smell your hair.
Skinny legs and all. I'm sorry. And we'll be right back. Speaking of strange people, you know, The Rock came out.
Oh, yeah.
Supporting Biden.
Yeah. Don't be dumb as a rock.
What a, rock? What a jabroni he is.
That's a good one.
We'll be back with the Health and Wealth Show in just moments on News Talk 93.1.
Hey, Matthew, he did.
And that just stopped playing. Is that stupid one that I had the other day?
It must be as dumb as a rock.
I think that they just cut us off. They're like,
probably dumb as a rock.
I'm going to go back to the socialist routine. Let's see here.
Yeah, just use another one.
Try that.
Yeah, there you go.
Throw that at him. Yeah. There you go.
That ought to work.
Yeah, it probably.
The other one was probably, socialist.
Probably messed up. Yeah.
Take that, Kamala Harris.
We've been hacked.
Some satellites.
Yeah. Maybe it was the Rock.
Who was telling us about those satellites the other day?
The Rock.
It was
SmackDown.
Randall was telling us about those.
Oh, my.
5G.
That's what they say. They say it's going to, like, burn holes in our brains.
Wow.
Swiss cheese.
Yeah, some of us ain't got that much left to burn up. We will be back. Here's a Health and Wealth Show.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Earnest of Earnest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Earnest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithearnest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Earnest Financial.
Behold, a cautionary tale of what could happen if you don't call asset preservationist David Earnest. I played the stock market. That's where I put all my cash. Then one day the market crashed. All my money and my wealth I was a-missing. Guess you could say I didn't have a pot to in. Wish I had called old David Earnest on the phone. Now I stand alone. Don't wind up like this poor man. Call David Earnest today at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. An asset preservationist for the ages. Call David Earnest today. Earnest Financial, LLC. Welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show with everybody's favorite asset preservationist, David Earnest. You know, David has a website at retirewithearnest.com. You can call him at 279-7431 and set up your consultation that is absolutely free. David's on Facebook at Health and Wealth with David Earnest. And one more thing you need to know about David. That boy loves to eat at the Waffle House. So sit right back and relax. It's part two of the Health and Wealth Show with David Earnest.
Yeah.
And you know, Brother Dave.
Yeah. Member of the American Nudist Association.
That's him. That's him. Yeah, you know how I got that echo in there?
How's that?
I went down and recorded it in the men's room. You know, men's room's like 100 square feet in there. It's huge for a men's room.
Oh, yeah?
And it's got that tile in there, and so I just in there.
Echo.
Well, off.
Just ingenious.
You could,
ingenious.
You could announce a baseball game in
you're
there.
Just ingenious, you know. You know, talking about currency a little bit a while ago, you know, we were talking about currency being what it is and, you know, that they could take it and turn it into cryptocurrency, digital currency, whatever. Yeah, they could do it. Some people call it the mark of the beast. Some people call it this. Call it whatever you want to. We'll get Terry Adams in here. He'll tell you all about what it could be, it couldn't be. But, you know,
how long have we been off the gold standard? I mean, it's worth an imaginary number anyway, really.
Oh, yeah.
This is what it's worth.
Mm-hmm. I mean, look, what is anything worth? What you can get out of it.
There you go.
That's what it's worth.
And I'll tell you.
Just like stocks.
For what this is worth, we've got another phone call here. Let's see who this is. You're on the air with David Earnest and Too Tall Matthew Earnest. State your name and don't cuss.
Hey, this is Teddy P. How's it going, guys?
Hey, now.
Hey, how's it going?
Awesome. Hey, you know, I listen to you all the time, and I'm supposed to be getting back with you, Mr. Earnest, and I haven't. But I just had a question about precious metals versus what you do with your money in a 401k. I mean, the money, obviously, the 401k is coming straight out of my paycheck, and I've got a bunch of silver. But the more I look at it, I just think it makes a lot of sense to maybe get a lot more silver. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, history seems to repeat itself. Do you know the Hunt brothers' story?
They invented, the pizza guys?
They invented ketchup, didn't they?
No.
Oh, yeah, the pizza guys, yeah.
They kind of cornered silver into the corner, and they ran it up from like $7 an ounce back in the 70s, I think it was, to about $50 an ounce. People were buying the stuff like crazy. Guess what it went back down to pretty close in a short period of time?
$7 an ounce.
$7 an ounce. So what I'm trying to tell you is be very careful when you're buying these things about what can happen. You know, we're in very, very low, and I mean extremely low interest rates, and looks like really slow, low inflation right now. Metals do not, they're not supposed to go up unless there's an inflationary trend. They're going up because of anticipation. Anticipation can give you constipation in the end, though.
No! Can't wait.
If you hold it too long.
So if you hold it too long, you will get constipation in the end where you can't get it out.
There's nothing going on.
I mean, can't get rid of it. You can't get nothing out of it. Now, you see what I'm saying? So just be careful about that. You buy the stuff, but don't get too overloaded with it, in my opinion. But what I do uses everything in the markets, including, you know, overseas markets, precious metals. Everything is in this thing, but it's not me running the show. It's experts that have experts that have experts that have experts. And
they don't like to lose money.
No. They're real good at it. You know, they kind of know when things might be about to go. So, you know, but keep in mind, what we do most of the time, just invest the interest off the money. In other words, if you have a certain amount of money, it's not even in the stock market. They may add a big bonus to it, and then the bond portfolio kicks out a return. They take that, and they go gamble it in the market every year or two. I mean, you know, for about a year or maybe 2 years, and it kicks back a return if the market goes up. And that return could be double, triple the return or more or less. You see what I'm saying? But the money you put in there is still in, say, like a bank account kind of thing with the insurance company. You know, they don't call it bank accounts. It's called annuity. But the point is it can't go away. It's a fixed account. The word fixed means it is fixed. And every time something goes into it for a return, they call it interest, and it's fixed too. Nothing can go south, ever. The only thing that can go south is the stock market, but you won't be in it. If it does, you just you might not make any money on your interest that year, but you won't lose what you got.
That's my concern. I mean, just when I started buying silver, you know, about 4 years ago, it was around $20 an ounce. Right now, it's right at $30 an ounce.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going, well, I wish I'd have bought a lot more back then, but then I say, well, I'm just going to wait. Or maybe I should take this $20,000 I got in my bank account and buy some precious metal. I mean, I've got other stuff already backing me up, but I know for a fact that's always going to have a value.
Right.
Right?
Well, it's always going to have some kind of value, but the thing is, if you give $30 an ounce for it, it goes to $10, it's got two-thirds less value.
Right, I'm just thinking zombie apocalypse, right. Situations,
yeah.
And, you know.
Well, that's the reason why you probably should put some in it, but don't put
all your eggs in the basket.
Don't put everything in there. Don't stretch it out there and put everything you've got in it or, you know, a high percentage in there. You know, how old are you?
I am 52.
Well, see, you're getting to the point in time you need to start being careful, you know. But, you know, I've heard people use these kind of terminologies. They say, well, that's just my play money. If it's your play money, fine. Do whatever you want to do. But if it's your real money, your serious money, you know, be careful. Be careful. That's what we...
When you sit back and look, Ernest, I mean, all this money that the government's printing up, Mm-hmm. And it's just there's so much of it there, and then they're just giving a lot of it away to people that yep. may deserve it, may not deserve it.
Exactly.
I'm just like, you think of these third world countries where they're taking a wheelbarrow worth of money to go buy a loaf of bread and some potatoes and, you know, I don't know, a pack of toilet paper.
Right.
You know, I don't want to be that guy when I can say, well, how much is this paper still worth? And I believe in the U.S., and I believe in, you know, what's being done with our, you know, we got a good country, and our country is really what backs the money. It's not gold. It's not silver. It's nothing but USA backing that money.
That's right. That's it.
And, golly, what's going to happen when if Joe Biden gets in there? And, golly, I'm just so scared.
Me
and
too.
All of a sudden.
I mean, it won't be good if he gets in there, guys. It won't be good. But as far as precious metals, you know, we may have inflation in the future, and then, you know, you could see some uptick. But right now, I think there's a lot of uptick because of people anticipating inflation, and that could backfire. You know what I'm saying? It could backfire. Yeah. It could backfire big time. Who knows? That's the problem. Nobody knows. So we say, hey, take the safe route with your serious money if you're older. If you're younger, go for the gusto. You're young, you know. You can throw it in there, and if it'll bounce back eventually. But
too bad we don't have that crystal ball.
Too bad we don't have it. So here's we do have a way to smooth it out. In other words, if you're older, or if you're, you know, you're risk adverse, we're your guy. We can make money in the stock market without losing money.
Mm-hmm.
As simple as that.
Got to get back with you. I know you sent me a bunch of texts and you guys, and it's been crazy. I think I called you a year ago and you guys were reaching back out to me, and I just got to a point where I just couldn't handle it because there's so many other things going on. But I really got to get with you to understand, because I listen to y'all almost every single night.
Yeah.
And y'all have a great show.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. We really do.
Appreciate the hard work too, fellas. I really do.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate the comments. You know, we're just
trying to get the information out there, honestly.
Yeah.
And be somewhat entertaining. I mean,
we don't want to be boring.
You're not boring, trust me.
Thank you.
Your skits are A-okay. Make me laugh, make me smile. Don't stop.
Thank you.
The genius, sir.
We appreciate that.
The one and only Rusty Aldridge.
Rusty does.
Crazy. He appreciates that. All right, man. Thanks a lot. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, God. Take care, Rusty.
Rusty, don't get the big head, Dave.
I know. My hat's
your hat's looking tight.
All right,
buddy.
Let's get off this. We got another call here. Right. I hope it's some more of my relatives. y'all missed that one.
Yeah, I know. I got it.
Okay. All right.
How much did you have to pay him, Rusty?
You're on the phone with David and Too Tall Matthew. Identify yourself. Don't cuss.
This is Crawdad.
Hey, how are you?
Hey,
how you
doing?
All right. I just figured out something that dawned on me.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, man, an epiphany.
One of those. That's good.
Quantitative easement.
Yes.
If you were to go to the pharmacy, they would call that X-Lax.
That's a good one, Crawdad.
Yeah. Perspective
is good. It helps you to unload.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes. Yes.
Well, the market's looking like it's about to quantity.
Yeah. The bottom might fall out of it, but you never know.
Yeah, and the other thing that gets me is when we went to fiat with all the other nations that we trade with, and now everything is even past that, instead of having pallets of bills, now it's just done electronically. We just debit one side, credit the other on an electronic ledger somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I'm scared about that, but there's nothing I can do about it. And the caller previous, as far as the precious metals, there's one other thing, and I'll say this. I had a nice little stash of silver back in 77, 78, 79, and I was right proud of having that. But today, the silver is worth what it was to me then. I mean, like you were saying, you have to have a crystal ball to know when to buy and when to unload. Nobody has a crystal ball.
Mm-hmm.
But the numismatic collectible value on silver, that's the hobby end of things, and that's fun.
Right.
You know.
Yeah,
that's
sure. Yeah, that's fine. It's fine. Like, it's fine. Just don't risk your big money.
No.
Not many people know this, but Crawdad needed that silver because he was a part-time dentist and
The Lone Ranger.
Hey, who's Silver? Go. Who wins?
Hi, ho, Silver. Root canal.
I'm going to need to get that silver back. Come here.
You're going to make me laugh, and that hurts.
Tonto.
Make me the needle nose.
What are you working on, Tonto? Pronouns.
I'll tell you another day about when Lone Ranger got captured by the bad guys, and he told Tonto to go get him some help, and he brought him back a possum. Anyway,
I had a little language problem there.
The numismatic value, though, that is of interest right now. And anybody that's listening, just if you can, before the end of the year, get you at least one 2020 Walking Liberty silver dollar and stick it just back for fun. This is the last year that artwork will be present on the coins.
Wow.
The ending of a series. And as of 2021, from there forward, I think the Treasury rules is they can't alter anything once they start it. So for starting next year, there's going to be the most interesting thing for the first time on our coinage, and that's a micro stamping to defeat counterfeiting. And I have already run into this with some dollars that I bought where the coins were Morgan's. And they were all counterfeited.
Really? Oh, well, now, you know, our Chinese brothers over there, they got this. They got this little thing called Wish.
Mm-hmm.
And you can order all these little cheap things off of there. They're pretty neat. There's one that was a silver dollar.
Mm-hmm.
You look down in the real, real tiny little print, it is a reproduction of the silver dollar. The thing was, it was free when you bought something else, so they didn't charge you for it. But I got a couple of them at home, and they look just like a silver dollar.
They sure do.
When you drop them, it sounds like you dropped the lid off of a doggone.
It sounds like it might have a little tin in it.
Yeah.
I don't know. You're going to get a kick out of this.
Here's another good reason that silver is preferable as far as an industrial metal. Gold can be reclaimed off of anything ever, forever. You can use it industrially, put it back in the furnace, and bang, at the bottom there you go, pure gold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Silver will not do that once you make it into an amalgam for electrical purposes.
Yeah, right. The impurities in it. Yeah.
It's gone. No longer silver anymore. So, you know, that's one thing. But numismatically, it is really fun to collect coins. It's also a nice hobby to show young people and teach them, you know, how that things are actually worth something instead of that piece of paper. It's only worth something because somebody else said so.
Exactly.
And you know what's in Fort Knox?
Nothing. Mice.
An echo.
You're right.
Mice in there, and they just put cheese in there where they'll have something to eat.
I think what happened is when gold started to really go up, the guys up at D.C. says, we got a bunch of that lying around, don't we? They said, yeah. They said, well, let's sell it while it's at a premium. They had no idea what was coming.
You know, you got a good point.
Some of them might have. They're just too dumb to understand.
Oh, and the World Trade Center, by the way, the basement, there were some nice vaults down there. Other countries had currency, metals, and things down in there. Where'd that all go?
It didn't burn up.
No, it didn't burn up.
I wonder if it got gone early.
Who knows? Maybe so.
That's Terry.
That's a Terry question.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be a good one for Terry.
That does sound good.
Yeah, we'll ask him Thursday.
Sure will. Y'all remember now, wherever you go, there you are.
I've had that happen.
Yep.
Yeah.
I settled it every day.
Thanks a lot for the call.
If is the middle word in life.
Yes, it is.
Right? Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Now, you had something.
I was cracking up about this, and I knew you would get a kick out of it. My nephew, he's been dying to get a Lego Millennium Falcon. Like, they're high dollar, okay? Like, $150. So he's 10 years old. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
So
I'm 60. That's a lot of money.
So his dad and mom said, all right, you know what? We're going to order it from this Wish. It's like a Chinese version.
Yeah. And you have to put it together, right?
Yeah, yeah. And it came, and it's in the box. And on the cover, it looks just like the real Millennium Falcon.
Uh-huh.
But it said Star Wart.
Get
it
out.
Didn't say Star Wars.
Star Wars.
It had a T at the end.
But I think, I mean, you know, I don't know if those Legos click with the real deal Legos. But
did he open it up?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I hadn't seen him put it together. But all I'm saying is the Chinese, yeah, they copy stuff.
You
man.
Know,
yeah,
was it
they,
Lucas's wart or whose wart was it?
Well, you know, I wear these vests.
The Schwartz. Yeah. No, right. Yeah,
these vests like I wear. Donna wanted to get me a couple for our anniversary. So she ordered them. They came in. And I've lost weight, so I could take a size smaller. And so this one, it was too big when I got it. But it's cool because I got all my stuff in here.
Yeah.
So she got these things. You would have had a hard time getting these things on. Evidently, it got routed through one of these Chinese companies over there. And evidently, their size 3 is a lot different from ours. You would have been busting the seams on this thing.
Oh, I put one
on. It was so funny. She was upset.
It fits the biggest guy we've got in China.
Yes.
It's a size 3.
This is the big guy in China. We call him
sumo wrestler.
We call him Loki. Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, Crawdad had some good points.
Yes, he did. He absolutely did. You know, that's true. Money is only worth what our government says it's worth.
Right. And that's another reason I don't worry so much. And I totally get where people are coming from. They're like, you know, if the apocalypse, the zombie apocalypse happens and stuff, you know, if it gets down to where, you know, it gets crazy like that. But guess what? Everybody's money would be worth nothing.
But there's
I mean, it just...
You know what I think you need
matter.
To invest in if you really want to invest in some stuff besides our stuff?
Yeah.
Guns and food.
And ammunition.
And I'm talking about food that you can eat. You know, like canned food or something.
It's not going to get any cheaper.
Because that would be the only way you could survive if one of these things happened. People run around, hey, I got some gold. You want to buy it? Can I eat it? No.
What's it taste like? What flavor is it? It's gold flavor.
How many days can you last for that water?
Hey, somebody want to trade? Yeah, I'd give you a hot dog for that piece of gold. Okay.
That reminds us.
Good point.
I read a story one time. Something was like $1 million for a drink of water. It was something along those lines. They were out there. They had one little bit of water left, and the guy gave him all the gold, and they died anyway. You know, so it's kind of like that.
And it boils down to, you know, when it comes right down to it, food, water, guns.
America.
That sounds like a country song. Food, water, gun.
I think. How many country songs have been written?
Hey, can you write us a song about that, Matthew?
My dog got run over.
By a gun.
Yeah. I ran out of food. I got drunk. I got my guns.
Well, you know, they say that if you
girl left me.
You want a song with a happy ending, play a country song backwards. Your dog come back. Your girl takes you back. Truck don't break down, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, we got a couple of minutes before we go. Let's see. Tomorrow night, I wanted to ask. I hope the debate is not until like 8 o'clock.
It gets close to bedtime.
You were talking about the zombie apocalypse. Now, that's going to be an apocalypse right there if it actually happens.
Well, how in the world are you going to be able to keep some of those liberals awake? I mean, you know, they're in a different time zone altogether. Which time zone is this in?
I don't know. It's going to be in the twilight zone is all I know because...
is it actually happening?
They're supposed to. And they just had on here a minute ago, there's somebody was interviewing Jill Biden, and they asked about...
They should be billing this thing like, where's Don King? I know he passed away, but I mean, they should be billing this thing like the fight of the century.
Like the thriller in Manila or something. But they asked her about Joe messing up stuff and not knowing things. Oh, she cut him off. She cut him off.
Oh, yeah, of course. Of course.
I tell you what.
I mean, look.
I didn't mess my
pants. It's obvious. You know, you start reading these things. We're trying to be objective, but, you know, no, you're not.
No.
You're trying to be totally unobjective. You're trying to be totally, you know, your mind's already made up. You're trying to influence everybody. The news media is liars. They're just a bunch of liars. Just like Trump said, it's fake.
Mm-hmm.
All the stuff they're trying to do is fake you off. It's sort of like in football. They fake you to the left, they fake you to the right.
Mm-hmm. I think it's more of what do they shine the light on? That's more of the thing, I think it is. And I think a lot of it is... perpetuated, you know, a grain of truth with a whole lot of who knows.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know, but I mean, the point is aren't you sick of it?
Absolutely.
I mean, do you want people to think you're that stupid? I don't.
No.
Well, gentlemen, on that note, we're gonna close her down. Remember, we got
5 minutes.
Well, we gotta close it down. It'll take you 2 or 3 minutes to do that.
The door's gonna close real slow.
Yeah, okay. That's true.
Let's see. Terry's gonna be here Thursday night.
Yes,
I believe. And let's see. Are you gonna be back this week?
I'm gonna be back this week. My son's got a soccer game tomorrow, but I'm gonna try and be here.
Okay. Well, some of us will be here.
Yep.
We hope you're here. And you want to close things out?
Well, you know, we're talking about stock markets, socialist sell-off, money not being worth what it's worth, blah, blah, blah. The thing about it is, if it's worth what it's worth, it's what it's worth. But the thing is, you don't lose it. You don't lose any of the dollars. And that's what we're talking about. Because that's really all you can spend in this here United States, legally, is our currency. You know, you go to other countries, you can spend our currency, but in this country, you can't spend other people's currency. Don't you think that's something to that? You go over to the Middle East, they say, $1, $2, give us all your dollar. And you say, well, I don't hear anybody over here say, give me all your zero or whatever they call it over there. You know, I mean, I've never heard anybody. Everybody says it's dollars. So dollars rule the roost, guys.
They do.
You don't want to lose your dollars. So don't worry about all these things that's going on because the dollar is the gold standard in this world.
There you go.
It's the gold standard. So you want to keep your dollars because it is the gold standard. They everything's judged against the dollar. They say, well, the Chinese are going to take us over. They haven't took us over yet. You know what? We have more bombs. We have more military. And we got Donald Trump. But anyway, so what I'm trying to tell you is save your dollars. Don't let them crash in the stock market. Let's lock them up where they won't go away. They don't want them to be like bad children or bad animals, run off, lock them up so they can't go away.
279-7431.
There you go.
There you go. Yeah. Well, we're going to go ahead and get on out because it's just about that time. And we've been talking some about gold. And, you know, really, there's no real good reason to buy gold because it's I know it's high now, but, I mean, you know, it could be gone tomorrow.
Well, I mean, it's just like any other kind of inflation fighter.
Uh-huh.
It may or may not work.
Yep, exactly.
Yep.
Well, how about this? The only band of gold you should buy is maybe a band of gold, I guess.
Oh, free to pay.
Free to pay.
That'll get you in trouble, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. See you next time on the Health and Wealth Show.